This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Officials in Somalia say al-Shabaab militants launched a deadly attack on a hotel in the port city of Kismayo, and the death toll has now risen to 33, with another 56 people wounded. Witnesses say the terrorists targeted the building with a car bomb, then rushed inside. The government said among those killed in the attack, two journalists, a regional political candidate, and a UN agency staff member. Officials in Kismayo say at least four militants who carried out the assault were killed by security forces. Thousands of protesters turned out today in Hong Kong, marching in Sheng Shui along the border with China. The demonstrators are demanding that Chinese traders stop buying goods in Hong Kong, then selling them for a profit in China proper. The protest started peacefully but ended with police using pepper spray on the crowd. Here in the United States, Tropical Storm Barry in the Gulf of Mexico is bringing heavy rain and gusty winds as it heads for landfall with the city of New Orleans in its path. Large areas are without electricity at this hour, and some roads are underwater. New Orleans Mayor is LaToya Cantrell.
This is a very serious tropical storm warning that has been granted for the city of New Orleans. Surrounding areas, as we've been told, will also experience some level of storm surge.
Two coastal areas south of New Orleans are already under mandatory evacuation orders. The National Hurricane Center expects Barry to intensify, then hit the Louisiana coastline as a Category 1 hurricane, the first of the season. The wind and rain could affect more than 3 million people across Louisiana and the state of Mississippi. The main threat is flooding, with special concern for New Orleans, which was devastated by Hurricane Katrina 14 years ago. To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go online to voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. There has been new fallout over the leaked confidential cables from British Embassy in Washington.